Well, great to be back in Stevens Point in Portage County. It's great to see the growth here. I mean, it's really pretty exciting. I talked to John Noel about this before, but really to see it firsthand, talked about how I love this this air care idea, the idea that, you know, guarantee to $1,000 for, say, a couple going out there traveling, their luggage gets lost or their flight's delayed more than 2 hours. But I said it really puts the incentive on the employees here to get it done within that time frame. And the nice thing is, for most of us who fly, who get frustrated sometimes with travel, it's not the money you want. It's getting a flight that gets you home in a relatively reasonable amount of time. So the idea that there are people here are trained to be able to take care of that the moment you land and your flight's delayed, that they're already checking for the next available flight and plugging you in. They're kind of like your own personal advocate. And so whether it's with that, with air care or any of the other services they provide for some major companies across the country and around the world, it's exciting to see this kind of growth right here in Stevens Point. It fits in well with what we celebrated this past year in terms of Great Lakes expanding here and other companies coming, not only Stevens Point and Portage County, but to this region. It's part of the reason why statewide we see that Wisconsin's one of just 22 states that's added more than 100,000 new jobs since December 2010, and why we see an unemployment rate that's at a low of the lowest we've seen in 5.5 years. We want to keep that going, and so that's why we're here to thank the employees and to thank the entrepreneurs that are making this possible.
Absolutely. Now, Governor, you had spoken quite a bit today about jobs. Mm-hmm. And one of the issues we run into in this area is when there are job losses, oftentimes people end up moving to larger cities, mm-hmm. you know, or out of state. Mm-hmm. And what do you do to make sure that, you know, when communities, mid-sized communities mm-hmm. like this lose jobs, people stay in the region?
Yeah, our State Department of Workforce Development is trying to work hand-in-hand with the local workforce investment boards, chambers, economic development components, as well as the technical colleges in many cases, to try and find ways to help identify new skill sets for folks who might be at a company that has made it. In fact, a lot of times the changes they made here in the central part of the state aren't specific to this area. They're part of a global change that some of these employers have. And it's trying to help make sure that maybe someone who worked in the paper industry now can get the training to go on into IT or into healthcare or other areas. And that's why, for example, this week we'll be announcing close to another $30 million through Wisconsin Fast Forward grants that we'll be doing to buy down the wait list in any of our technical colleges, not just for those looking to find a new job, a better job than the one they had or may have right now, but also to help young people just coming into the market to make sure that there's more opportunities to get the skill sets for the jobs are available.
I was just going to say, so you know, we recently had a fairly significant closure with mm-hmm. a distribution center in this area.
Yep.
So, bottom line, would you encourage people to that may have lost their job to explore opportunities in our
area? Well, the best things they can do is jobcenterwisconsin.com. Any given week of late, we've had almost 50,000 job postings all across the state, many here in central Wisconsin and obviously those elsewhere. But I think sometimes people assume. Even here, I was just talking to the HR director. She said, you know, she was appreciative as an HR director that we were here just to draw attention to the fact that a lot of people don't know that companies like this are hiring and growing. And so we encourage people to go to jobcenterwisconsin.com. Just because that alone, they may be surprised to find out how many jobs are available right within their area. One of the other things we do with that is we tie people in with skill sets that are needed and sometimes find, you know, that someone that maybe was involved in a certain type of manufacturing or working at a distribution center in this case, we found are oftentimes very good at being working with motor carrier companies as truck drivers. There's a very similar set of work patterns and things of that nature. Well, motor carriers here in Wisconsin, we have about 150 different ones, including 11 of the biggest ones in the world. They're constantly in need of more hires. And so sometimes it's a matter of thinking a little bit out of the box, helping people through that jobcenterwisconsin.com realize there are tremendous opportunities, not only in their field, but in similar fields they might not even have thought about.
As far as infrastructure, that was brought up a couple times, mm-hmm. parking, and yeah. You got John Noel, who would like to keep things here in the downtown mm-hmm. area where his heart is at, of course. You know that there are some programs, but they're not always lined up for things like mm-hmm. parking structures. Mm-hmm. What can the state do with either WEDEC or other programs to maybe help the infrastructure in those ways?
Part of those would be similar to what we've worked very close with the mayor in the past. In fact, that's part of what helped with Great Lakes about helping to revitalize the downtown. Some of it's even looking at the flexibilities that are provided through TIF districts and other things where the state can give tools that local municipalities like the city of Stevens Point can use to maximize efforts like a development of an area or even like parking or things of that nature. And with this mayor, we've had a great relationship with him, and it's one where I think we're willing to look creatively at what more we can do, not just from a financial standpoint, but what more tools we can give the city and the county for that matter to develop things like the parking they're talking about here.
Time for one more, if anybody has.
What more tools can you give the city?
Well, variations not only of TIF, but there might be other ways of dealing with TIFs. One of the things we did last year, we assigned it, in this case, happened to be in Oshkosh, but there were a number of communities across the state where it was affected. We had some TIFs that, because of the changes back in the end of the last recession, they were upside down, and so it was difficult for them to do financing because the numbers didn't add up. We allowed them to change that so they could spread it out over some time, and it allowed them to use existing TIFs for other projects out there. So that might be one of them. Again, Mayor Helverson's been pretty creative here. There may be things we're not even thinking about that we're more than willing to work with him and others on.
With the job situation, mm-hmm. there's always the move to grow jobs, bring jobs in. And I'm sure in your office you see it as some days are a step forward, some days are a step back. Mm-hmm. We get the word that Pittsville Homes closed down. Mm-hmm. They lost about 65 people. What can the state do for these smaller towns that are losing those jobs and that these people may have to either commute or relocate?
Well, I think overall, part of what we did with the manufacturing and agriculture production tax credit is one will help more manufacturers, particularly smaller ones, more farming related entities, which are important in our rural parts, stay in those areas. That was a big change. It's one that we've added tremendous number of manufacturing jobs overall. It's a contrast just a few years ago, back in 2005, 2006, 2007, during that time when we're actually losing manufacturing jobs in the state. The last 3 years, we've had a tremendous gain. We also, when it comes to farming and farm-related, not just farming itself, but a lot of our rural areas, it's agribusiness. It's industries related to farming and agriculture that make a difference. So that production credit will help there as well. And just workforce development, we're going to look at other ways that we can plug people into jobs within their communities or within a given region. And overall, I think it ties them well. It's a sharp contrast. A lot of people don't know. I mentioned, we aimed high. We're still one of only 22 states that gained more than 100,000 jobs in the last 3.5 years. It's a stark contrast. I mean, even in this campaign, you hear a lot from our opponent. The reality is, though, that we created more jobs in our first 3 years as governor than Mary Burke's than the state did, I should say, during the 3 years that Mary Burke worked for Jim Doyle. The unemployment rate's down to 5.7%. It's the lowest we've been at in 5.5 years, well below the national average. The only time in the last 25 years it's been higher, worse off in the state, was, again, during those same 3 years that Mary Burke worked for Jim Doyle. So I think there's going to be a real contrast as people look ahead. It's not just about what number are we at, but do people think we'll do better or worse depending on who the next governor is. I think we've made a pretty convincing case that we're moving the state forward. Wisconsin is much better off than it was 4 years ago. It'll be much better off 4 years from now. And then if you look at Mary Burke's time working for Jim Doyle, I think the record's pretty clear that if we go back to those policies, we won't be as well off.
You mentioned in a press release today that Burke actually exported some jobs mm-hmm. after taking some state aid.
Well, it's one of those, and we point out we think it's fair that, you look at all the ads out there she's been talking about since she got in. The recent ad talks about her time at Trek. That's appropriate for her to talk about what she's done in the past, but we think voters deserve to know the full story about her time at Trek and the money that she's made from Trek, not just what she wants voters to know about. And, Trek, she made money even as recently as this past year from Trek, her family's company. At the same time, in the past, they've taken state taxpayers' dollars to, in turn, ship jobs overseas. And when she's talking about that, criticizing that of other companies, I think voters need to know that that's something that Mary Burke has profited from a company, her own family company, that's taken the taxpayers' money and done just exactly that. My goal in this state is to help as many Wisconsin-based companies create jobs, retain jobs, and make capital investments here. That's how we base any of our assistance. It's based on performance. So any of the assistance that we give through the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation or others are all based on performance. They have to create the jobs, retain jobs, and or add capital investments in the state, or they don't get the resources.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Sure.
Thank you.
Be safe.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
we'll see you.
Mr. Noel Wells, a chance to talk. Are you on the microphone for a moment?
Sure. All right.
I'll see you guys.